and welcome to the Football Fill-In. I'm not Ben Foster, but we'll talk about that in a minute. What a weekend for Premier League action. We've had the sack race, Potter and Rodgers at the top of the table. Manchester City and Arsenal are relentless. The top four race is banging. And forget WrestleMania, it's the relegation battle royale. Let's get to it. It's the Football Fill-In.
That's a better intro than Ben.
That's absolutely smashed.
That's a much better intro. That's all right.
Ben, you could be in trouble.
Welcome to the Football Fill-In then. I'm Mark Goldbridge. I'm not Ben Foster. But first of all, we've got Tubes on the show, Tom
doing?
On the show. How are we doing, lads?
Doing? All right.
We're a bit gutted, actually. No Ben Foster.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today and he's not feeling well. I think Ryan Reynolds has took him to Legoland for his birthday.
I think he's on the lash with Ryan Reynolds. But on all seriousness, get well soon, Ben.
He's 40 yeah. today as well.
40?
It's his 40th today and he's in bed.
He's struggling.
It'll be fit for Halifax away on Friday.
Yeah, big weekend coming up, isn't it? Bank holiday weekend.
He's
tearing it up for Wrexham. Check out the vlogs. But look, we've got to get on with the Premier League action. There's so much to talk about. We're going to talk about the sackings. I want to bring in referees again at some point. But Tubes, you're the Chelsea man. The big sacking of the weekend is Graham Potter. I think it's a disgrace. But from a Chelsea fan point of view, there's angles to this.
Yeah, there is angles to it. And it's not nice to see anyone lose their job at all, but
50 million helps.
A £50 million does help straight in the old skyrocket. Thank you very much. I'll see you later. I think it was time. I think it was time. It was concerning, especially for me and Chelsea fans, like when he's saying after the game on Saturday, it was a good performance. Losing to Villa at home 2-0 is not a good performance.
Because he wanted the sack.
Well, I don't know if he wanted the sack. I interviewed him 3 weeks ago, and he's such a lovely man, a really really lovely man. But it's just that you kept losing at home. It seemed to me as well that he wanted to keep everyone on side because every game he was making five. You know, all the subs were coming on. It was a shambles, yeah. And it's like. You know, in the transfer market as well, we've spent millions and millions and millions on wingers. Who are they crossing to? We haven't got a centre forward. And it was just like, I think it was time. And it's not nice to see someone lose their job, but I think it maybe was a bit too soon from a Chelsea job. What was I saying to you boys beforehand? It's like, I've been lucky enough to, interview Chelsea managers and, Tuchel, Conte, Mourinho, even, yeah, yeah. Frank Lampard, when they walk in the room, when you're waiting for them to come in, you're like, whoa. It's like there's a presence about them. But with Graham Potter, it was a bit like...
I'll tell you what my issue with it is, and we'll get your thoughts on this, Tom, as well, because we were talking about it before. I saw a tweet this morning from a Chelsea fan saying, good on you, Bowley, you're back in the gang now. And I was like, hold on a minute. Look, I listen to the fans, because that's what it's all about. Chelsea fans, they wanted him to go. It's up to them. I personally think that... You look at Tuchel, you buy him Aubameyang and then you sack him a week later. Only Tuchel's going to get a tune out of Aubameyang, you sack him. He had about 250 million. 250 million on Potter. You say you're keeping him long-term, and then they sack him. I mean, I just think this Todd Bowley and his crew are out of control. It's like some sort of weird Football Manager thing. And I worry for Chelsea as a non-Chelsea fan because if you're Nagelsmann or whoever comes in next, you're going to get these people who give you all this money. You have one bad result when you're in third. And they're saying they're backing you, and they'll sack you. I think it's.
I think the Tuchel thing is a disgrace. I love that guy. He loved Chelsea. The Chelsea fans loved him. That was a big, big mistake. But I think that was a personal thing.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Todd.
Well, it was one half of the other.
I did see Thomas Tuchel at the start of the season, and he looked drained already. And I was just like, it was before the first game of the season. He was already like. I don't know what's going on.
Sort it's a new regime coming in, though, Tubes, isn't it? There's always change when a new regime comes in. And ultimately, I think Chelsea just have a massive identity crisis. And it's like Bowley's come in and someone's gone, oh, that Graham Potter's all right. OK, we'll get him.
Yeah.
And you go, well, but he manages Brighton and Brighton do things a certain way. And he will run the club to a lesser or greater extent. He will have a decision on transfers. There's no way that Potter's getting kind of... consulted on transfers. He's just been given all of the toys and said, go on, go and play with them all. And like you said, he's making five transfers a game. It's like an under-12s manager who goes, oh, just give everyone 10 minutes.
I really want him to do well. And when we appointed him, I was like, do you know what? Going forward, long term, this could be amazing. Because, you know, how he played at Brighton and stuff like that. But it just didn't work at Chelsea. Like, so the day he left, I could still see no style of play or what it was. It was like the team was different all over the place. The team was different every week. Then there was the five subs. It was like, then we'd go 2-1 up and he'd bring on defensive players. It was like, we're at home, we're Chelsea. We should be going, try and blitz teams. And it got me worried a few months ago when the post-match interviews, like, you know, we played well, we lost the game. We obviously didn't play. To what do you mean? Like, you don't get Chelsea managers going, yeah, I thought the boys did well, you know, we've just lost at home again.
Mm. You know what it's like? It's like marrying your dream partner and they're brilliant at everything, but they're not very good at cooking. And what Todd Bowley's done is he's gone and bought English cuisine, Italian cuisine, this, that, and the other. And Potter's tried a little bit and he's gone, you're sacked. Yeah. Get out. It's like it's got to be long term, isn't it? You've got to give him time to learn some recipes because God, he definitely didn't want to learn, you know, the cuisines that Todd Bowley's. I mean, look, Mudrick has been bought because Arsenal wanted him. Where's the striker? But where next?
Mark my words though, Mudrick is going to turn into a world beater eventually.
Bloody awful. I mean, he will.
He will.
We're here to talk about the games as well.
Yeah.
You watched the game, presumably on Saturday.
Yeah.
Villa, fantastic result, and Villa are not as bad as people think. But right. I mean, that, I was watching it last night again. The chances Chelsea had in that game, we wouldn't be talking about Potter. That's what I mean. I don't think Chelsea. I almost feel sorry for Potter. I mean, you've got to listen to the fans, but I almost feel sorry for Potter because so many times I've watched you this season, they've had so many chances. I just think if they spent money on a striker,
why didn't we? And that surely comes down to him. Mm.
Well, I don't think you just said it, Tom. I don't think he's buying the players. I don't think the manager's buying.
No, they've got a big problem now.
They surely have a say in what area they need.
You don't know. You've obviously not because they've got Lukaku, who's cost God knows how many millions, and he's out on loan. But they've got a huge, huge problem now, is because next manager comes in, and I imagine it will be who's the biggest profile manager in the world that we can get, and it will be they're not my players. And then we've got a situation of you've got probably some fairly average players. Well, you have got some fairly average players at Chelsea, some that are going to be on astronomical money, five and 6 year deals or 3 or 4 year deals that they can't get rid of. So it's a really tough job for someone coming in now.
Absolutely. But it's also a bit a cushy job for someone coming in now because they've got all those players to play with. I mean, it's not like, we're struggling in that department.
Apart from Gelsman will do a great job there, aren't
they? Yeah, definitely. But, like, it's just a shame. But Villa, fair play to Emery and Aston Villa.
Yeah.
They were good. You're talking about Chelsea chances.
Yeah, they did.
They could have scored 3 or 4.
It's a shame we haven't got Ben on the show, actually, because one thing I've always said is Kepa is shit from distance. And, again, the McGinn one, I still think... there's been about 3 in the last few weeks where they're always hit well, but I think a De Gea or an Alisson, they do get a hand on it. But Kepa from distance.
I'm not sure on that one. That was a hell of a strike from John.
It was a good strike.
Ollie Watkins as well. Five and five away games. Blokes.
When they sold Danny Ings for such a little amount of money, I was kind of thinking, you haven't got a huge amount of options, but maybe it was freeing him up to be the main guy. Yeah. The kind of the centre forward, and he's been class, hasn't he?
Emery's done a fantastic job. Villa are not a bad side. And the great thing about all the Chelsea fans is basically they focused on sacking Potter. There was none of this Villa are rubbish. I mean, I think the Southampton one a few weeks ago was a bit of a shock.
But yeah.
Where are we going next then, Chelsea manager? Because, I mean, we're not going to talk about it as much because they're not as good and, you know, there's probably not got as many fans. So, you know, we need to focus on Chelsea. But Leicester sacked Brendan Rodgers. That was probably overdue. They're in the bottom three.
Is Potter going to slot in there?
Well, I'm thinking about this, Tom. We'll go to you on this. We've got Potter could go to Leicester, Rodgers could go to Spurs, and Nagelsmann, who was meant to be going to Spurs, Spurs have bottled it. Yeah, he's going to go to Chelsea. Right. So how do we think?
He's going to do a William.
Do you know what it is for me?
Who's going where?
None of them are bad managers, right? It's getting the fit right. Mm. So I think this is why the Brightons, the Brentfords of the world, they're so good. They're such well-run football clubs because they look at the culture, the person, and it's getting, and they get the fit right. And Potter was never the right fit at Chelsea. Would Potter be the right fit at Leicester? I think arguably he could be.
100%. Yeah.
Because I think the owners are very good. They've always been very good. I think they generally let the manager get on and sign players and manage the football club rather than be a coach picking from a list of players given to him. So I think he could slot in there. What do you think, Tubes?
I think so. I think it's a good fit for him. And I think Brendan Rodgers to Tottenham. I think Brendan Rodgers is an amazing football manager.
Spurs fans are not going to be overwhelmed by that, though, are they?
Oh, mate, he's...
Is that not the problem, Tubes, though? Because that's... Speaking to a lot of Chelsea fans, they didn't want Potter in the first place. They liked him, but they were like, had concerns. And I reckon that would be the problem with Spurs and Rodgers. I think he could work, but if you go in there and fans don't want you, it's you're up against it, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, if you speak to any of the Leicester boys, and obviously, like, you know, ex-Liverpool Raheem Sterling talks about Brendan Rodgers, like, his coaching and man management. And he's won the FA Cup with Leicester.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Leicester, he's not been given any money, and everyone around him, the teams have just got better and better and better, and they've not progressed. I mean, yes, they're bottom three. It's not good. But I think he's a fantastic football manager.
It's football's so funny, isn't it? Because you could go from being in a relegation battle and getting the sack to getting the Spurs job, getting them top four and being in the Champions League. Yeah. It's mad. It's absolutely mad.
I think it could happen.
But what's the expectation, though, when he gets there? Because,
top four.
You know, like you say, Rodgers going there, the Spurs fans, I would imagine, wouldn't be massively pumped up about it. And then you think top four for Spurs.
Harry Kane will probably leave.
I mean, it's Harry Kane. I mean, whoever the manager is he going to leave in the summer?
He's only going to go to United. Yeah, he's going to stay. It's one of those.
Surely.
It depends. Well, it just depends if he wants to win stuff or not. But then if he goes to United, is he going to win a Premier League at United? Doubtful.
And the Gelsman Chelsea, I presume that's
Yeah, I think that's what's... It just looks that way, doesn't it? They've, you know, he left the other week. Tuchel's taken over. I'm still glad about Tuchel, but yeah, it will be him, I think.
And let's just add this in as well. Chelsea reportedly spent £22 million to get Potter out of Brighton. He's got a £50 million release clause, which apparently they've knocked it down a little bit. God knows what.
A little bit.
Probably,
like it matters.
It's north of £50 million, the Potter mistake, on top of the £250 you gave him in January. And apparently Nagelsmann's on gardening leave from Bayern, so you might need to pay
for matter,
that.
They don't matter for them, does it? They go again, they go again. They'll just keep reloading it. And Nick probably need to do a bit of research on this, but like with the financial fair play and stuff...
I worry about Chelsea.
They can't keep just hammering money around like it.
If you're Nagelsmann and you walk in there, I'm worried about loads of things. I'm worried about when I'm going to get the sack. I'm worried about all these players he's got on long-term contracts that you can't sell. It's a massive job, and I mean, but look, we'll see what happens with it.
But with Todd Bowley, he wanted someone long term, didn't he? So I think with that, I don't think people are going to be that worried because he does want someone long term. But the results, we're bottom of half the table. Mm. You can't keep with someone who's done it. So I think the next manager, if he does well, he's not got to be worried about, oh, I might be going that soon. Do you know what I mean? Not like Roman Abramovich, like you've lost two games, see you later, chucked out. So, I don't know. We'll see.
OK, let's do Manchester United against Newcastle, or as I should say, Newcastle against Man United. They were at home. They were fantastic. As a Man United fan, I can't really shove this over straight away without getting a little bit of ribbing. So,
get into it, Mark.
Look, international break, away from home, it's always difficult. But Newcastle, I mean, we were 0-0 at half-time. And if I was Eddie Howe, I'd have been going mad because they should have been 2 or 3-0 up. Yeah. And fair play, they kept the foot down. And I just thought United... I mean, look, I'm going to pass the book as the presenter on the show, but also because I can't say anything more than fair play Newcastle, they were brilliant, and Manchester United were terrible. And I'm still struggling to understand why they were so bad, apart from the fact that, you know, Scott McTominay and Wout Weghorst, they ain't good enough. And we really struggled, and it was defence against attack all game.
Do you really not rate Scott McTominay?
Do you?
I think he's a good footballer, yeah.
Oh, I do.
I do.
I think
he's a good
I don't think he's Casemiro, but he's thinking he's a, yeah, I think he's a good
Casemiro.
Well, there's rumours of him going up to Newcastle, isn't there? I think he'd be a good signing.
Like the video if you think McTominay's not good enough. I've just got you 5,000 likes. No, he was. Look, against Fulham, he played CDM. He was absolutely terrible and he got subbed at half-time. Yesterday, he played him as an attacking midfielder because he scored a few goals for Scotland. He was absolutely terrible. And then he took him back to centre mid and he was absolutely terrible. I tell you what, if he was going to Newcastle, I don't think they'll want him anymore. That's how bad I think he is. I think he's... I don't know what his level is. But then again, look, I look at Andres Pereira at Fulham. He was ex-United, and a lot of people felt the same. He goes to Fulham, and he's done really, really well. So maybe he just needs to find his level. But, Tom, what do you think about the game yesterday?
I think Newcastle outworked United.
Yeah. You're impressed.
I think they just outworked United. They wanted it more. Maybe there was a little bit of kind of agenda of revenge from the cup final. I don't know. But they just looked completely at it, and they were closing down from the front quickly with intent. Mm. And ultimately, that was the difference between the two. I think United can just chalk it down to a bad day at the office, but you kind of know that United have got those ricks in them. But saying that, though, it's a top four race. So they swapped places yesterday, did they?
Yeah.
So Newcastle up to third, same United points. Fourth, and then you've got a game in hand, is it, or two? Spurs a couple of points behind.
Yeah, we're same with Newcastle. They've got a better goal difference, and then if Spurs have got two games in hand. We've got two games in hand on Spurs. I mean, I think Man United will be absolutely fine, but
I think it'll be the top four.
I do think
that's the four now.
But there's two things that worried me. One, Liverpool wasn't that long ago when we were on here talking about 7-0 and all the players roll out with, oh, it was one of those days at the office, it won't happen again, and then it happens again within 2 weeks. I think there's a mentality problem. And then Tubes, Luke Shaw after the game yesterday was saying, you know, Newcastle wanted it more. And then Erik ten Hag said, I agree. I think as a fan, whether it's Wolves, Chelsea or Man United,
yeah,
I'm not having that. I think it's disrespectful to Newcastle and it's disrespectful to the fans to say they just wanted it more. We don't understand.
But I'd be more worried as a fan hearing that, you know, Man United fan going, well, why do they want it more?
Yeah.
That's the thing that would worry me.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
And also, as I say, it's just after that Liverpool game, and I think it's disrespectful to Newcastle as well to say that it was just about passion and desire.
They were just a better football team and had more passion and desire. So they played them off the park. It could have been 6-7. They missed so many chances. And yeah, they deserved to win on both counts, passion and football ability yesterday.
We're going to talk about Liverpool-Man City, but let's just have a quick chat about the top four. You've said there that you think it will be as it is. Is that just because Spurs are Spurs and no one else is going to catch Newcastle?
I think United, as you say, I think will be absolutely fine. Newcastle are now on a roll, and St James's Park with those fans every home game. And that atmosphere is an absolute joke. It's so good, and obviously the top two fighting it out. So I think Arsenal are going to do it. You know, I think Arsenal are going to do it, and I think that the top four will be United. Newcastle.
Spurs are going to lose one. Spurs are just not consistent enough.
They've got a new manager. And you might get the initial burst of one or two wins, but then he's got to find his feet. He's got to work his team out. I just think it'll be the top four.
I think the league's too competitive. I think, you know, if you're a Spurs, you're going to go and play a Villa or a Newcastle or something like that, you're going to get turned over. And I think Newcastle, one thing I would say about Newcastle, they're bang at it now. I think they fell off a little bit. They were still drawing, but the way they're playing at the moment, they look really up for it, and I think they'll do it. And Man United's running once they... United with Casemiro and Eriksen, or even just Casemiro, are a different side, so I think that's where it will end up.
I think as well, when we talk about managers, you look at culturally good fits. Eddie Howe seems to be perfect there, doesn't he? And I know they'll be having huge investment. So whether or not Eddie Howe's the guy in the next 5 years...
Do you think he will?
Yeah.
You'd think he will?
It's like Dan Byrne coming out yesterday and going, we hate Man United, it's a good result. I'm like, yeah, you'll be playing for Hull in a couple of years, mate. You'll be gone. He will. No, Newcastle fans, they give it out. If they don't know the blueprint of what's going to happen to their club, Eddie Howe, Joel Linton, Callum Wilson, Isaac, Dan Byrne, give it 2 to 5 years, it'll all be gone because the blueprint's Man City and it'll all be Mbappe and this, that and the other. It's the journey they're going to go on. You know, you sign up for this ownership model, which I want at United, let's be honest, your club changes. Sean Longstaff ain't playing in midfield in 18 months. Be gone.
I don't know. I think they might add a bit of quality here and there. I don't think they'll go all out. And I think you mentioned Joe Linton. He's unbelievable. Sean Longstaff, Dan Byrne, I think they're all good players. I don't think they'll get, well, it won't be at Hull.
Good luck to Dan Byrne playing up against Mbappe next year in the Champions League. Let's do Man City against Liverpool then. 4-1, Liverpool were 1-0 up. I'm going to call, well look, I normally give Man City a bit of stick. Obviously they've got all these charges hanging over them, so have Everton, but the reality is, you know, the FA need to pull the finger out on that. In relation to the football, I thought Man City were brilliant on Saturday, absolutely superb. Best I've seen them. Haaland didn't play. I think they were Haaland's world class, by the way, but I think they were like, I think they're very one-dimensional with Haaland. They pressed from the front, the little interchanging. And I think that helped Jack Grealish, who's bit, for me, is a bit like Potter. You know, big fish in a small pond at Villa, goes to Man City, and, you know, it's not going great. But for me, I thought he was brilliant. We were talking there about the tracking back for Salah in the one-on-one.
That was unreal.
Yeah, well, our wingers won't do that at United. And then he goes up the other end and gets an assist. Yeah. What we thought.
Well, when you say about you won't do that, is that like we're talking about Newcastle? Is that a desire thing? Because if it is, you need to get rid of them.
Yeah. But this is a problem. Look, United, we've done United, but the reality is the Sanchos, the Rashfords, they don't track back. Jack Grealish there. If I'm Mo Salah, I'm like, I've got Jack Grealish alongside me. Mm. This is I'm through 1-1. Yeah, it's 2-0. Yeah, yeah. And Grealish, I mean, that's not his strength.
That's not what he wants to be doing either. No. But he's doing it. And do you know what? I'm so pleased with Jack. I think I've said on here before, I've had no doubt about, you know, his ability, and I knew he'd come good. I think it was just a massive transition of like how Pep wants him to play, because he was like, he could do what he wanted at Villa. You could go there. And yeah, it's now with Pep, it's now you do that, you run your arse off, you know, you're getting it. And he's adapted to that. And that can't be easy. No. That can't be easy. And they looked awesome. They looked proper awesome.
I think with Grealish, for me, is he needed that run of games. Like I think since the World Cup, he's played, started something like 10 in 12 or something like that. And I think like you said, he's used to being a big fish in a small pond, and then he was getting the odd game here and there. And I think he's a player that thrives on consistency.
And confidence.
Yeah, and confidence. And then obviously playing every week will give you confidence. And I think one thing he's got a lot better of is he knows when to release the ball a little bit better now. So I think in the past, potentially, he's been guilty of kind of just holding it on. And he's world-class at dribbling with the ball. But now he just gives it at the right time. And he's assisting, he's scoring. Yeah.
I'm so pleased for him.
I tell you what, as well though, I do think that the Alvarez playing, you saw it a lot. I thought De Bruyne played better because of it. You know, Grealish, De Bruyne, Mahrez, they get it, they give, they go. Alvarez is making moves, link up play. With Haaland, you can't do that, and it's an interesting thing because obviously Pep wants Haaland and they play the certain way. And I do just think if they played like they did on Saturday without Haaland, they probably would win their last 10 games. But Liverpool,
I mean, Jurgen was absolute fume boat when he looks like I don't know what I can do at the moment.
I mean, Trent Alexander-Arnold, I've given him so much stick. But Van Dijk as well. You know, I said Dick Van Dijk could do a better job, and he's 97. you wouldn't trust him with your car. But the reality is,
it just looks like they want the season over.
Just need to freshen up, don't they?
There's a question then. How far off do you think Liverpool are? They've got to write this season off. Some of their fans think you get a Jude Bellingham and everything's all right. I look at the back four and the midfielder. I think it's... And whether Jurgen Klopp wants to be part of that, what do we think?
It's a real predicament, mate.
You can't lose Jurgen Klopp.
No, but genuinely, I think you're in a position now where it's like, as a neutral, you look at it and you're at a bit of a loss with it and you go, can you sack him?
No.
Maybe,
way.
Maybe
no.
Not. Do they want to sack him? I don't think
you
so.
You can't sack Jurgen Klopp.
No, exactly. But then you go, well, something needs to change.
He'll walk, if anything.
What he's done for that football club. I just think it's like, you watch, going back to Chelsea, you watch them on Saturday, they're going, we ain't going to get Champions League. And I just think Liverpool have gone, let's see the season out.
It just a playing thing? They need to freshen up the whole playing stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a good freak season are going to go again. I just think it's one of those freak seasons.
They look knackered, don't they? They've got no intensity. Yeah. The biggest problem with Liverpool is this. Trent Alexander-Arnold is playing about 20 metres deeper than he normally does. He's normally a right winger. You see all the attacking stuff. And that Liverpool are absolutely fine with the long ball. This year, they're sitting deep on the edge of the box. None of them can do it. They're not getting up the other end, so the fullbacks don't look as good. Fabinho, Henderson look knackered. I don't know why that is. Thiago's never fit. They need a couple of midfielders, and they need to get higher up the pitch so that defence can do what it does well, which is actually be a pressing offensive side instead of sitting on the edge of their box. They get annihilated. Napoli did them, didn't they, in October? Yeah. They just get annihilated. They can't defend.
Do you think Bellingham could be an option?
Apparently he's going to City.
He'd be perfect for him. I actually think someone like, and I know that a lot of people say he's not good enough, but I think someone like James Ward-Prowse Be good there.
James Ward,
especially with I think it'd be better like Nunes, someone like Nunes up front.
It's a controversial one, Tom, but I can see what you're on about, because if you look at Liverpool, their midfield at the moment, you couldn't go further wrong. But
they're talking about Mason Mount as well, aren't they? Liverpool.
Yeah. Well, they're on about him with Tommy Tommy T, aren't they?
Which break my heart if he left.
What's
Chelsea?
The issue with Mason Mount?
I think it's negotiations with contracts, if I'm honest.
Fell off a cliff, hasn't he, this season, form-wise?
But none of Chelsea players have played. It sounds like I'm sticking up for Mason Mount. Well, I am. But no one's been good. No one's been good. He openly admits it's not been his best season, but we can't lose him. We can't lose him. It looks that way. I'm gutted.
Just quickly, before we move on, I want to talk about a player who I watched all the football of the weekend, various different channels. Riyad Mahrez, he never seems to get a mention. And
underrated.
Like yesterday, he comes in off the right, chops inside, and he'll beat two players.
Why has no one worked that out yet? Because I know what, when he gets the ball, I'm like, well, he's going to chop inside, he's going to chop it.
And he'll beat two.
And it wee, and then top bend, you're like, have you not, you know what he does.
But he'll beat two
players.
But
he does it all the time.
And then you've got, you've got a kind of mismatch in terms of, men, and you kind of go, you're watching it, like Match of the Day. I watched Match of the Day yesterday, and you see him glide past two players, and the commentator, they never say anything about him.
No.
It just goes, and then it's over to Grealish or whoever, and they score, and you think, give the guy some credit, because he's been doing it year in, year out. One of the most consistent players in the Premier League for the last 10 years.
Well, you can tell he was a good player, because ultimately, I always shout about him, and as a Man United fan, I don't like Man City, but I always say I love Riyad Mahrez, and, that's for exactly that reason, isn't it? He's so underrated. But it's not like he hasn't had a bad career, is it?
No, he's won
the title at Leicester.
He's done all right.
Yeah, he's a top, top player. Right, we've given him a promotion. Brighton-Brentford we're going to do next, because this game, if this was Manchester United-Liverpool, we wouldn't be shutting up about it. It was absolutely incredible. And we've been a big, big fan of Brighton and Brentford this season. They're doing a great, great job, and they served up one of the games of the season. If I get this right, it was 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 3-3. Brentford led three times away from home. United have got Brentford on Wednesday. I'm a little bit worried with our midfield. But talking about the game, what a game.
Yeah.
These two teams are fantastic. I'd love them to get top four. They're probably not going to get it, but that game was absolutely brilliant. So many good goals.
Both managers absolutely smashing it. And Thomas Frank, what a guy. I love him.
Brilliant.
I proper love Thomas Frank. And as Brentford is just a lovely, lovely club. But I want to talk about Ivan Toney.
Yeah.
I'd love him at Chelsea.
I was going to say, would you?
I'd love Ivan Toney at Chelsea. I think he's a brilliant footballer.
Think about Ivan
Toney. He's a Chelsea centre forward.
Look, he gets linked to Man United as well, but I don't know. The elephant in the room is these charges he's got hanging over him with the things.
That's
nobody
the problem.
Knows what's happening, because he's saying, a few weeks ago it was meant to be his last game for Brentford. He was going to get a 6-month ban. He's then come out and said, I don't know what people are talking about. He's still playing. There's a few. We spoke about Man City and Everton. These things, I know it's got to go through its course, but you want it to get solved, because there's a player, what is he, 26, 27?
Yeah.
He's ready for that big move. He could be going to Chelsea. He's scoring goals. Anyone who says, he couldn't score goals for Chelsea, well, he's scoring goals for Brentford in the top half of the Premier League. He's going to score goals. But nobody knows what's happening with that, do they?
As long as they buy him, the right club buy him for their system. Isn't it? Because to score 17 goals, and we've still got a number of games left, for Brentford is really impressive.
And he got his England debut as well. I think he's perfect for Chelsea. But like you say, that ban, you're talking 6 months. That's a big ban, isn't it?
It is. I think, we'll see what happens with it. And like you say about him playing for England, I think he's only the third player to play for England that's played for Brentford. But young lad at left back, Rico Henry, he can't be far away.
Yeah.
Every time I see him play, reminds me of a young Danny Rose, actually. Every time I see him play, he is just incredibly direct, really clean and tidy with his passing, and he wants to get forward, but really solid defensively as well. So it'd be nice to see, maybe in the future, because we're not as blessed left-back as we are right-back with England. So I can't think he's too far away, do you?
No. And I think that the thing with Brentford is they're probably that team that at the start of the season, you don't know many of their players. and we all know their players now. Yeah. It's the same with Brighton as well. And I think, you know, a couple of years ago under Bielsa, Leeds were probably, if you were going to take someone to watch a game of football, you'd probably go and watch Leeds.
Yeah.
I think you go and watch Brighton now, because I just think they're
great shout. Great shout.
And that for me is, fair play. They deserve the shout out. Best game over the weekend and absolute entertainment. And, you know, it was even a late penalty, wasn't it, that they equalised with. And Brentford were probably a little bit unlucky. I think De Zerbi said Brentford have, I think they beat them at their place, and they very nearly did it again. So, yeah, big shout out to both. What a game. OK, back to the top of the table then, and Arsenal against Leeds. I mean, look, the fact that we're putting Arsenal as the fifth choice game when they've just beat Leeds 4-1. Arsenal fans, don't complain. This is the level you're at. You're the best team in the league. You've comfortably, I mean, I think they're averaging over 3 goals a game in the last few. You think about the pressure Man City have put on them at the weekend, and they're not even in that zone of grinding out the 1-0s. No, they go and win 4-1. They're so good. I still don't think they've won the league yet. I still think you can't write Man City off. But any other season, if they didn't have Man City chasing them, I think they've got it. But they've still got to go to Etihad. They've still got to go to Newcastle. They've got a few games in there. That's relentless.
I mean, I think Man City are a better team. I think they're a better team, better squad. And I think if they, you know, like with the Haaland, the transition and stuff like that, I think Man City are the better football team. But
do you think they're the better team squad?
I do.
Or better
football? Because I think better team.
I think Arsenal are a better footballing team.
I mean, if you go like player for player.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Arsenal have been unbelievable. But they just keep doing it. They just keep winning. And to go like the pressure, and then go and smash Leeds.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, that's why I think they're going to do it.
They're a great
team. They look so together as well.
They do. And I think if they're going to win the title, there's got to be a huge kind of nod of respect to their recruitment in January, because those two, Trossard and Jorginho, were just perfect. And there was a few guys, Jorginho, and it was like, listen, he's experienced.
Well, he's won it before.
He's been there, he's done it. He's a good player. Seems like he's great in the dressing room. Trossard, he's not scoring goals, but he is assisting. He is frightening.
Their goals at the weekend were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Was it 3 crosses? And they're right on the money. It's not easy to do that. And look, we go on about how great, we've just spoken about Brighton and Brentford. We've been talking all season about what an amazing Premier League season it is. We don't know who's getting top 4. We don't know who's going to win the league. We don't know who's going to get relegated. You can't gloss over the fact that Arsenal have just rolled in. They went to Fulham the other week and won 3-0. They've just beat Leeds 4-1.
Yeah.
If this is a really hard league, you've got to put credit on the fact that Arsenal are just bulldozing teams. And I wouldn't have even put Arsenal in the top 4 at the start of the season.
It's mad what Arteta has done. Like, it's incredible what he's done. Where credit's due, they've been brilliant, and I just can't see him slipping up.
I was going to say that, Tom. Who's winning this league?
Arsenal.
There you go.
And I want them to win it as well. I think it disrupts it a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think most kind of neutral fans would want Arsenal to win.
If you ignore that noisy lot that they used to put on the telly 2 or 3 years ago, and just think about Arsenal now, I will go Arsenal. And also, I don't want Man City to win it 3 times in a row. But I'm going to say, at the moment, and I think Arsenal fans will quite like it, I'd say let's still put Man City favourites just to try and keep a bit of pressure off Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd still keep them as the underdogs because Man City can do it.
Nah, they can't be. The fight they've got.
But I think they want the points on the board. I don't think they want everyone going,
Oh, who do I think is going to win it?
Yeah.
I think Arsenal.
Yeah.
I think Arsenal.
They're another year older and wiser. And
yeah, I think they just look so together and they're just rumping teams.
It helps the fact that they're not in Europe anymore. We'll have to wait and see.
Time.
OK, it's time for Chump of the Week, and we've got 2 candidates for you this week. We've got the alleged spitting incident from Podence. What do you think about that, lads?
I mean, I'm a Wolves fan, but you can't.
It's one of the worst
Wolves fan.
You can't defend it. Like, it's just the worst.
Do you think he did it?
I think he did the gesture of doing it, and I think the reason the VAR and all the analysis are saying they didn't see the spit.
Maybe a dry man.
He's
not coming out.
I get that when I run around for 2 minutes. It's just a 92.
But the intent was there, and you could see by Johnson's reaction that he meant it. And I would have. Wolves fan, but he should have gone for me.
It's just minging, isn't it?
Yes.
I think that is the worst thing you can do to someone.
Quote, isn't it? It's, you know, like you see in the paper, and it's like, it's just minging, isn't it? That's the one.
Yeah, it's just minging. It's just rank.
It is.
It's just,
What annoys me about it is, and this is, look, I know it's a bit elitist, but I've seen Casemiro get two red cards this season for things that Wolves wouldn't get. And I guarantee if Casemiro had gone to do that, he'd be looking at
Do you really think that? What? Do you genuinely think if Casemiro did that, he'd have been sent off?
100%. Yeah.
Do you?
I feel at the moment, and maybe the same with a Jesus at Arsenal or something like that, I feel if you play for a big club at the moment, I don't rate these referees. I think they are very much led by, oh, am I going to get my name in the paper or is it big, high profile? I can't understand why Podence didn't get a red card. I think it was blatantly obvious what he was trying to do. And whether there's any spit or not, if your intent is there, we talk about kids watching football and stuff like that. Do we need a bit of spit to know what he was trying to do?
Everyone knew, didn't they?
Yeah.
But not good.
It was in the end. It was a decent point for Wolves.
Oh yeah.
And I think we'll have enough to. I actually think Forest potentially will as well. Just have enough to stay up.
I hope so because I love Steve Cooper. I love that man. I love that man. Sorry, I just love that man. Yeah.
This wouldn't happen if Ben was here. Chump of the week. Yeah.
That's the way. We got the strict parent.
If Ben was here. Second one, Pep, you wanted to talk about this. Pep Guardiola.
Yeah.
What against Liverpool, the celebration as the Liverpool fans, players walked through?
I just don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
It's probably not the chump of the week, just the weirdest of the week. What was he doing?
So for excitement. It's just overexcitement. And the nearest person, he's gone, nah, bollocks.
But there was another goal. There was another goal where he turns to the crowd at three and goes... I think he's getting excited about WrestleMania or something. He's like... But there's like this... Was it, the, you know, the Wi-Fi password? What's his name? Simiscus or something like that. He walks through and he's sort of... He's not being an arse. He's laughing at him. He's going like, oh, come on, enjoy it.
It was just like, weird. It was like, ooh, tickle his tummy. Like, ooh. Yeah.
I mean, that could have flared up.
Of course he could have. You could have just gone,
I'll piss off, Pep. Do you know what I mean?
He was just like, Simiscus was just went... Yeah. It was just so weird.
I think some Liverpool fans said this other guy they've brought, is it Arthur or something like that? Mm. He was giving him a bit of a handshake and stuff as well as he went past. It's just...
I've never seen anything like it.
Imagine doing that to someone like a John Terry 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, like a rack.
Yeah.
But most... I think... I can't believe he didn't react.
No.
I honestly can't believe... That's why I wanted to know...
Shook his hand. Yeah. He did.
But why? What?
Overexcitement.
I tell you what,
not talking to him.
I don't know how Liverpool fans reacted, but knowing United's fan base, if that had been like Rashford or someone else and they'd just gone...
But he has got a bit of...
Fans would go absolutely crazy. You should have grabbed hold of him. You should have judo throwed him or something like that.
He has got a bit of form for it. Do you remember when he's done it a couple of times with players? Do you remember Nathan Redmond at Southampton? After the final whistle, and he's got him, and he's got him by the... he's kind of grabbing him, and you're thinking...
I asked one of the players who... I asked James Maddison about that, because he did it to James Maddison as well. And what Pep was saying to him was like, why didn't you play like that for the 90 minutes? Why didn't you play like that? And James Maddison turned to him and said, we're playing against Man City, mate. We're not going to try to play expansive football. Mm. We'll get our pants pulled down. But he sort of gives you like... You should be like... He's sort of like telling... them, like how they should be playing, like that's what he said to
it's
him.
It's a Pep world, isn't it? It just seems it's like just he's mad. In his own world and he thinks he's a good manager in that.
I'm going to see him on Friday and I really want to ask, but I know it's going to be like he won't be happy about it because he'd be like,
tell him we all think it's funny.
He'll walk in the door and he'll be going,
I just thought it was bizarre.
I don't think we're going to get, for me, chump of the week is Podence, so I'm not going to give it to Pep for that. What do you think, Tom?
I can't.
It's hard.
You can't defend that.
Podence, you are the chump of the week. Keep your gob in your mouth.
Keep your
spit in your mouth.
He did.
Dry mouth. Okay, it's now time for another regular part of the show. It's our mystery shirt in a box. I'm a shirt in a box. So it could be from anywhere.
Where?
Where's it going to be from? You've got to guess where it's going to be from.
Lithuania.
Belgium. I'm going to go a retro Anderlecht shirt or something like that.
So we've got Lithuania and Belgium.
Yeah.
Guess at home. Lithuania. It won't matter because the comments will have ruined it, but...
Jamie, where do you think?
I'm going to go Italy.
Italy.
Juventus.
I'll tell you what, it looks like it might be quite nice.
Oh.
Oh. Is that England? I don't know what that is. Have a look. That can't be England. They won't give us that. I think it is. England. There you go.
There we have it.
What? England. Yeah,
I've never, ever seen that.
Is it a football shirt?
I don't know what it is.
Look at that.
Look, some.
I think that's fair to say that's a little bit underwhelming.
Yeah. We'll give it away.
It's a training top, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're not happy with that, are you, Matt?
No.
I'd wear it though. It makes you look thin.
Yeah.
Actually, I like the top. I'm not a big fan of England anyway.
It's not really a football shirt.
But we'll give it away. We'll sign it somehow.
Yeah, if we can get a refund, that'd be great.
Yeah, and Instagram page, I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah, Instagram page.
If you actually really want to win
it. If you really want to wear it. Look, kissed it now. There you go.
Get it in the wash.
Another one next week. Okay, we've spoken about Brendan Rodgers getting the sack. The reason he got the sack is because he lost to Roy the Boy, Crystal Palace 2-1. I was massively underwhelmed by Roy Hodgson getting the job.
I thought
Vieira was another manager that they probably should have stuck with. But they had over 30 shots. I think Leicester had...
Roy the Boy.
Three shots.
Yeah. I mean...
But it ended up being a last-minute winner for Palace. But that's a great result for Palace. They've not been getting...
30 shots. Yeah. That's a complete contrast of how it was a few weeks back. Roy the Boy, innit? That's all I've got to say. Roy the Boy.
76 years of age, Tom.
Mate.
Yeah, I think he's the oldest manager in the Premier League, first three times over. So I think it's now Watford and when he was at Palace again. But you can only think it's just a steady pair of hands, get him over the line. Obviously, it's not one long term, but...
It can't be at 76. Although, to be fair to Hodgson, he doesn't look any different from when he was managing Switzerland in 96.
I'd love to have seen his team talk as well. Yeah. Just get it and shoot.
Yeah.
It's 30 shots.
I think Palace are a mid-table team, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kind of where it's at. I mean, it was a really smart finish for the winner, wasn't it? Last minute, Mateta. Fantastic turn and he slotted it really well.
I think Roy the Boy signed Mateta as well.
Yeah.
When he was first in charge. He's been employed to keep him up and it looks like he started well, hasn't he?
Okay, let's go Bournemouth Fulham. And I've got to say, for me, regardless of the game, it's a fantastic 3 points for Bournemouth. But goal of the week, we don't even need to have. I couldn't believe it. When I was watching it on Saturday night, I'd missed all this. I knew they'd won. And I'm watching Tavernier. I think he's going to put a cross in. Bang! Absolute stunning goal from Tavernier. Got to shout that out.
Unbelievable. And also, you've got to shout out Gary O'Neill. He's doing well.
They missed loads of chances as well. Yeah. They were, Fulham a good side. Bournemouth totally deserved to win that.
Yeah, but the goal was different gear. Mm. Goal of the week.
It was the
without
angle.
Doubt.
It was the angle, wasn't it? Like the way he took the touch, he thought it didn't look like it was on, but the way he's wrapped his foot around it,
whippage, wasn't it?
Some goal.
Absolute whippage.
Yeah.
Just, we spoke about Wolves and Forest briefly when we were talking about Podons. We'll just briefly add a little bit of that because I want to talk about the relegation battle. But Tom, you're a Wolves fan. Good point for you against Forest. Bournemouth win against Fulham. Forest so close to winning at home. That would have been a big 3 points for them. What are you thinking about the relegation battle? Because you're right in amongst it at the moment, and it's so tight. It's 7 clubs separate?
Yeah,
I'm
just
4 points.
Just looking at the league now, and we'll pop it on screen now for everyone to have a look at. But I think we'll be all right. West Ham, Forest, I think we'll do it. I think it's between Bournemouth, Leeds, Leicester, Southampton, Everton. The ones that are down there now, maybe one more will get pulled back into it.
Yeah,
I don't know, but. Southampton are gone and I think they've only got themselves to blame with the decisions they've made this season. But the rest of it, your guess is as good as mine. I think Leeds are going to drop down there. I do.
You look at Southampton, actually. Let's bring the West Ham game in because that was pretty boring as well. Goal, was it offside? No, it wasn't. They score. West Ham doing what West Ham probably are going to do, Tubes, now. They keep it tight, win a game like that. It's 3 points are huge. But, yeah, I think you're right about Southampton. I think that you look at what Bournemouth are doing, all that time they wasted on that manager.
Yeah.
That could have been another 6 points that just give you that little bit. Look, it's really tight. What are your thoughts on it, Tubes?
Well, with the Nathan Jones thing, you could see it clearly wasn't working.
Yeah.
But then, with the Graham Potter thing, you've trying to give him time. But I do agree with you. Maybe they should have acted sooner because It doesn't look good for them, to be honest. And I think West Ham will be fine as well. But I can't call it. I can't call who's going down.
What do you reckon, Mark? If I was to ask you for the three now, which I'm going to, who's your three?
Well, I always thought the team that got Dyche would be the team that stayed up.
Everton
lingered on Lampard a little bit. They had a couple of home games where Lampard lost them against Southampton. I thought there was an opportunity to get Dyche sooner. But I wouldn't be 100% sure saying that just because you've got Dyche, Everton are going to stay up. But I'm going to stick with...
I think they'll be all right.
I'm going to go... I think West Ham and Everton's and Wolves' home form will keep them up. It's mad to say it when Bournemouth have just done fantastically well and they could defy the odds, but I'm going to go Southampton, Bournemouth and Forest. I'm going to go with those three, yeah.
Wow.
Because the alternative is you're going to have to throw down a Leeds, a Leicester. I mean, Leeds are funny. I've got to say Leeds are funny, like, not in a funny joke way. They're all over the place, aren't they? But they've got good players. But, yeah, it's tough. Look, normally you'd have a team that's relegated by now, and we haven't got that. So I'm all for it being entertaining and exciting.
It has been a great Premier League season.
It has.
Who would have thought Chelsea would be bottom half of the table, Liverpool nowhere near it, Arsenal flying, and, you know, the... relegation battle is going to be Spice Off the Movie by the end of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it really will be. Yeah, I think if we could get to the last game of the season with five or six teams fighting for survival, it'd be fantastic.
I think it will be. Right, it's time for the football filling quiz.
Quiz time. But before we go into the quiz, Tubes, we've got some breaking news on the football filling, haven't we?
It's massive. It's massive. It's bigger than Graham Potter getting sacked.
Mark, you were surprised when you heard, weren't you?
Stunned. Nothing surprises me this season, but this stunned me.
Unreal.
What's the news?
Jamie has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well done, Jamie.
Cheers. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Our beloved Jamie. Loved up. Right, OK. Quiz question number one. Which current Premier League striker shares his birthday today with Ben Foster? A clue. He scored twice at the weekend.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Different year, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. This is a career path question.
Oh, I like these. These are my favourite kind of questions. Watch this. I'm going to nail this.
Charlton.
Yeah.
Norwich loan. Chelsea.
Oh.
Newcastle. West Ham, Tottenham,
what?
And Fulham.
Carlton Cole?
No.
No.
Charlton, Norwich loan, Chelsea, Newcastle.
Not William. William never played for
West Ham, Tottenham, and Fulham.
Scott Parker.
Well done, Mark.
But I don't get it. I've had two guesses.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah.
He never would have got that.
No, I'm getting donut here. I'm not getting anything here.
Yeah. Remember Scott Parker? He was a Coca-Cola.
McDonald's.
That's
keep
right.
It up in the back garden. Yeah.
Yeah. Colleen Kazim Richards was the Coca-Cola one, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Right. Question number three. Who is Crystal Palace's record signing?
Isn't it Mark Marteta at the weekend?
No.
Bollocks.
It's not Zaha, is it?
No.
Benteke.
Correct.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Approximately 27 million in 2016. Scores?
2-0.
Wow, come on, lads.
Do it for your girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Which two-time PFA Player of the Year has never won a Premier League Player of the Month?
Kevin De Bruyne.
Harry Kane.
Kevin De Bruyne, well done.
Come on. I remember, yeah.
He's never won a what?
Never won a Player of The month.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. I thought it was about trophy, so I automatically thought Harry Kane.
Oh, I saw that. Saw that last week. Boom. Got one in the ball.
Good question. That's the love of a good woman that got you that one, Jake. Well,
thank you.
Right. Who is the current holder of the Yashin Trophy?
Yashin Trophy.
Martinez.
No.
Don't even know what the Yashin Trophy
is. It's got to be a goalkeeper, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Give me a clue there, lads.
De Gea.
No.
Courtois.
Yes.
Oh, I'm doing it for your girlfriend. Come on.
I'm not doing it.
let's move on.
Mark, he started it.
2-1-1.
Who am I? I'm Northern Irish. I started my senior career at Manchester United.
John O'Shea?
No, and was part of the deal that saw Andy Cole move
Kevin
to...
Gillespie.
Keith Gillespie. I think there's an age thing on these questions, because like, this is like...
We didn't know you were doing the quiz, to be fair, Jack.
Have you read, apparently, his book's unreal.
Yeah, I've read it, it's very good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's all about gambling addiction.
We'll put a link down below.
3-1-1.
You should
get him on the Foscast.
Okay, Gillespie, I'd love to have him on.
Amazing. Yeah. I should get him on Golf Life.
You definitely do it, he's not doing anything else.
Well, you've suddenly sprung to life, haven't you?
It's the quiz.
So smart.
I haven't got to present anymore. I'm relaxed now.
7. Who are the only team to be the holders of the Europa League and the Champions League at the same time?
Chelsea.
Well done, Mark.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said it before you.
I'm
actually awful at quiz.
Do you want it because you're a Chelsea fan, though?
Well, no, you got it right. No, I don't want charity.
Okay.
How many questions left?
2.
Oh, you've won.
You've won.
What's the score? 3-1-1?
4-1-1.
Oh, wow. Which club are the only club in Britain to have a J in their name?
St. Johnson.
Jotherham.
Jotherham.
Say what you see.
That was good, that was.
Well done, Chief.
That was quick.
What did you get? St. Mirren?
St. Johnson.
Where's the J in St. Mirren?
That's what I'm
all
about.
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
I heard something and I was like,
what's gone into you?
I don't know.
St. Mirren.
Which player holds the record for the most goals in their debut Premier League season?
Aguero.
Haaland, didn't it?
Haaland.
You got it.
Aguero.
Haaland.
No, he might not be there yet.
Haaland?
Yeah, it is Haaland,
Is it?
Yeah, it is Haaland, This is, I actually got a different answer, but it's because the season hasn't finished. But yes, the answer's Haaland, obviously.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, my God.
Lucky.
What was the answer you had?
Was it 4-3?
The answer I had was Aguero.
4-3, what are you...
But yeah, close to season. So what's the score? 4-3-1?
Yeah.
Come on, Jay, get this last one. Do it for your girlfriend.
Yeah, would it?
I said 2.
There's one more.
Ooh, oh, this is spicy.
This is a win.
Do it for your girlfriend, Jay. Come on, you got this. You got this. Which player? Oh no, we just had that question. What is Wigan Athletic's nickname?
The Latics.
Oh, he's come back late doors and got the draw. Is that for the draw?
The draw.
That for the draw. There needs to be a tiebreaker. Yeah. Tiebreaker. One. Yeah.
Tiebreaker.
Come on.
Come on,
mate. I love quizzes.
I've been done here.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ages, this is.
Squeaky bum time. What club did Blackburn sign Brad Friedel from?
Oh, God. LA Galaxy.
No. Think about it.
Brad Friedel. Fucked up.
Yes, you have.
I've just fucked up.
Can you read the question one more time, please?
What club did Blackburn sign Brad Friedel from? That's hard to get out Brad Friedel from.
Timer.
5. 4. I don't have another quiz question.
For the win.
3.
I was going to say Liverpool.
Is it Liverpool?
It's Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool. Oh, you're a girlfriend. I had you there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Quiz. Let's get quizzical.
Jeezy.
Oh, cheers.
Well played.
I got rumbled by winning 4-1-1, and somebody said there's only 2 questions.
You got comfortable, didn't you?
Yeah, how did you comfortable? Arsenal, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Come on.
No, we're done, Ski.
Absolutely.
Sign off.
Thank you very much. I loved it. Smash a like on the video. Get your comments in below, and hopefully Ben will be back soon. Happy birthday to Ben, everyone.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Get well soon.
Spin the football, fill in.